Hello, this is Dr. Yevgenia Goldschmidt dictating an endoscopy report on patient Willie Simons. Date of birth is 10-12-1944. Date of procedure is October 11, 2023. Physician is Dr. Yevgenia Goldschmidt-Dio. Referring physician is Dr. Lim. Procedure performed is endoscopy with cold biopsy. Next line. Colonoscopy with cold biopsy polysectomy, comma, hot snare polysectomy. Indication are follow-up Barrett's, comma, history of colon polyps and screening, comma, rectal bleeding. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia service, with monitored anesthesia care. Period. A well-lubricated lymphus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced in zero direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. A retroflex view was obtained of the cardia. Air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. The digital rectal examination was normal. Period. A well-lubricated lymphus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in zero direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, the cecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, the cecal valve, the ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Period. Valve preparation was good. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings number one. Irregular Z-line at 43 centimeters from the bite block. This was biopsied for surveillance of Barrett's. Next line. Gastric fundal polyp, which was removed with cold biopsy polytectomy. Next line. Two other gastric polyps, which appeared like fundal vein polyps, were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, shock beezering. Next line, 3 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. I'm sorry about that. Please delete all the findings, and we're going to start from the beginning. Number one, irregular Z-line at 43 centimeters from the bite block. This was biopsied for Barrett surveillance. Next line, Schottky's ring. Next line, 3 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, 5-millimeter gastric polyp located at the cardia of the stomach, that post-total removal with cold biopsy, polypectomy. Next line, 2 gastric polyps, diminutive, comma, status post cold forceps polypectomy. Next line, gastric biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, lymphangiectasia noted in the duodenum, particularly in the D2 and D3 portion, comma, the duodenum was biopsied. The duodenum was cold biopsied in order to rule out celiac disease. Next line, diminutive transverse colon polyp status post cold forceps polypectomy. Next line, 1-centimeter descending colon polyp, comma, status post hot snare polypectomy, period. Next line, diminutive descending colon polyp status post cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, 2 diminutive sigmoid colon polyps taken with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, internal hemorrhoids. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Period. Given age, we'll have further discussions with the patient at that time. Period. Next line. Repeat EGD in 3 years, comma, pending path. Next line. If labs reveal anemia, may need pill cam. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled.